they can probably hear me. You're so patient and so gracious.
The mystery man came over.
I have a confession to make.
Welcome to Who's Hot and Who's Not, episode 29 on the Oh Hot, Moo or Not feed, using the same irreverent method as that show to look at Who's Who number 5 with a contingent of the Hot Squad. I'm Siskoid, and let's see who's around the table this time around. Our panelists will introduce themselves by revealing the answer to this question, which will foreshadow one of the entries we'll be covering today. What is your favorite snake? Amidi, you want to start?
Sure. So I like green, we're aware of this. There's such a thing in Canada as a smooth green snake. And they're like little green snakes. They're like a foot long. They're just really little and they just kind of go around in the grass. And sometimes you get to see that they're there and they're delightful. They're cute as fuck. I find snakes have the cutest little faces. And when they're long, like the end of your finger, it's so cute.
Until they open their mouth.
Now it's adorable.
Anything that's tiny becomes cute.
Oh, no. The little tongue, yeah. It's a little.
So, I mean, he likes a foot long.
Not. And I should go next because basically I have the same answer. I was like, I like a cute little green snake. And I like it when they open their mouths because it just looks like they have a big smile.
Oh, yeah.
So these are just like garter snakes.
Yeah.
But I think garter snakes, like, they come in little sizes when they're babies.
Mm.
They're like the black version of the little
the green, ones we have.
The smooth snake.
Here, yeah.
But the little green ones stay really little.
Okay. And it's just very sweet. I like a snake in general, but I like those snakes.
How dare you not choose the snake from Donkey Kong?
That is a good snake.
That is a very good snake.
Well, Shotgun, since you've got your mouth open.
You really want to do that?
Is that yours?
No.
Okay.
I have like 5 different answers.
Oh, shit.
I'm obsessed with snakes.
Okay, well, let's end with you then.
So yes.
In case you steal some of the others.
Sure. I had to Google at lunch to find something. From Google, the coral snow corn snake. It's pink. The end.
It's a coral snake.
I've never seen this snake until today.
Okay.
It's pink. That's all it needs and requires. And you know,
yeah,
it's kind
sort
of a cute face. It's
sort of a, it's sort of an albino coral snake.
Yeah.
Snakes have cute faces.
That fits my aesthetic.
It does, yes.
I love a reptile. The end. In general.
There you go. Isabel.
I also don't have strong feelings about snakes. I like them, but they're not like something I know. If you ask me about a frog, now I have an answer. But I don't know what it's called, but it's sort of like stripey, like a bright red and a black. And
That is the coral snake.
Is it also a coral snake?
Well, yes, it's the real coral snake.
Oh,
although there is one.
You got the fake one.
No, actually, because there is a fake one. I don't know the name, but there's a...
Oh, milk snake.
Is that what it is?
It must be, because I Googled coral snake, and one of the things that appeared was versus milk snake.
Yeah, because there's a snake that has the same colors, but sort of the pattern is sort of reversed.
Oh, yeah.
And it's to fool...
Oh, is one poisonous and one not?
Yes, the coral snake is very poisonous, and then this one just fools people into thinking.
Wow. She just wants to be left alone.
Yeah. I want to choose both because I like a faker. I like that in mushrooms too, where they
bizarre
just like,
coral snake.
They're just like, am I the real poisonous one?
And it's called what?
Milk.
Milk snake.
Yeah.
Okay.
Yeah.
And that's the not poisonous one.
Okay.
And that sounds like a
poisonous milk,
snake.
Right?
Okay. Yeah.
Yeah. So milk.
What about you, Shotgun? I guess you got a number of them that you wanted to share.
Well. Okay, it's not that bad. I didn't read the question in advance, but brain went whew.
Okay.
So
there's plenty of cool ones.
In pop culture, Pokemon, Superior, very cool starter Pokemon. I love him. In real life, I would be a ball python. I love them. They're they all bunch together and they're cute and.
Was it a python that like ran rogue in our province?
Yes.
Was it a python?
Yeah. Was it a boa?
A boa constrictor. Yeah, there was an escaped boa.
Yes. Casual.
It was loose in the province.
My roommate
in the city.
Yes, Hamilton. He wanted lunch. Yeah.
It had escaped from a house.
No, man. No. It was a pet store that had an apartment on top with kids in it. And it ate the kids.
Did it eat the kids?
I think it ate the kids.
Yeah, no, it did.
It ate the kids.
It didn't
8 damage. Kill them.
Oh, God.
Yeah,
because
it's a trick.
This is a much darker story than I remember.
This is not the whimsical tale I remember.
But this is where we all learn that, like, the boas will, like, lay next to a prey. Mm-hmm. Like,
to see if it fits in their stomach.
Yeah.
Oh, no.
So, when people think about python, they think about the big ones. I'm talking about these ones.
Yeah.
When they're stretched, they're about 4 to 6 feet long, but they really always bunch into a ball like that.
The mini.
They're so freaking soft. I love petting them. A friend of mine had one. They thought it was a male, so they called him Stéphane. And then they find out it was a girl, so they called it Lady Stéphane.
Not Stéphanie.
No, Lady Stéphane. It was way better. And
that's two. That's only two.
But also, like, the garter snake in general, I have a very fond relationship with them. I was actually...
One of the few poisonous snakes. Not venomous.
Oh, interesting.
Don't eat a garter snake, apparently.
Okay, no, that's fair. Once I helped one give birth.
Oh.
Oh my God!
Helped as in it was driven over by a car, and we had to like squeeze the babies out.
Yeah, because the garter snake, gosh. Right? And these garter snakes mm-hmm. don't lay eggs.
No,
like
mm-hmm. yeah, they just
like there was like hundreds of like tiny, maybe not hundreds, but there was a lot of tiny snakes. Mm-hmm. Some of them didn't make it, obviously, because they were also crushed by the car. But like I remember, like we squeezed the babies out, and a few of them like we let out, and they're probably dead anyway. But we tried it. 7 or 8 year old.
That is crazy.
Yeah.
What a story.
I love the thought that they're like, when I was born, this lady.
Yeah. I saw the light and I saw a human looking at me and I'm like, ah!
You're actually a god.
And my next tattoo is going to be a snake right in the inside of my arm.
I also want a snake tattoo, but my mom's terrified of snakes.
Get two snakes.
No, I'll have to wait till she passes away.
Oh, do it on your butt.
And just a butt snake.
Plenty of other cool ones.
Yeah, not the Bible. Not the one.
It wasn't my list. It was
your list. Was Satan?
Yeah.
Okay.
Nice.
We became like because of them. Women has been ostracized all our lives.
The snake gave us knowledge. Yeah. I think that's cool.
AKA the creeping thing. But also a cobra is really cool. Everybody loves a rattler.
The
Ouroboros that eats its own tail.
Special mention to Britney Spears' snake.
I did think about saying.
Me too.
That's a
corn snake, I think.
Was it?
Is it?
I think it was a python.
I think it was a python.
All right, well.
Sick boy.
I mean, we've seen a lot of snakes on this show, mm-hmm. thanks to the Serpent Society over on the Marvel side.
Oh, yeah.
So we'll see what happens this time.
The Serpent Social Club.
We're going to start with that one. I think there's also a Serpent Society member with that name, but this is the DC version.
Oh, yeah.
Oh.
Copperhead.
At least he looks like a snake, you know?
Yeah. Well,
not much is known about this snake-themed villain before he showed up in Gotham and got caught by Batman and Batgirl. He started as a thief, but soon became an assassin for hire, using his suit's ability to stretch his body so he can constrict around victims and prevent them from breathing. The teeth in his helmet are coated with poison as well. Personality-wise, he'd rather run than fight if he meets opposition. He likes to slither around and be creepy to scare opponents. And we know his hobby is collecting transistor radios.
So fun.
The art by Pat Broderick shows him on a stone gargoyle and in the serpent, a close-up, stretching down from a window and choking Batman in the coils of his arms.
Oh my God, the serpent of him like going down the window with just the arm that extends. Oof.
That's crazy.
That is something.
Okay, everything in the serpent looks awful. Not cute, but the main image, I'm kind of vibing.
Well, it's kind of that frogman helmet, right?
Yeah,
it's not as popular right now, but we really had a big onesie phase.
Yes.
And it's really giving onesie head.
In the main image, it looks more balanced, but right behind him in the serpent, it looks like it's very large on top of his head, and it's not as cute.
Does he look like sort of like a aquatic hero?
Yeah, it's giving Aquaman.
It's giving Aquaman
because of the scales. Yeah,
honestly, the whole time I was like, it doesn't give me snake. It gives me fish.
Have you touched a fish lately?
Yeah, I have.
It's the big gaming mouse, I think. Mm.
If you touch this, does
well, you need to rub them in the right way, though. You can pet them, but you need to go. Oh, jeez, with the scales,
so you don't get all scaly.
It can literally like lift them, but it won't fall. But it will hurt the snake.
Oh, babies.
Yeah.
Yeah. I love petting snakes. I hope he's really soft like him. I'm kind of down.
Mm. From the, again, the stretched arm going down the window, you can see that he has some sort of a butt going on.
But
the front, that's just a Ken doll.
Yeah.
The front is just Ken. There's nothing.
Well, if he can stretch, you know.
Oh,
that's I don't know.
Mm?
The suit makes him stretch. I don't know about the guy.
So, okay, yeah. Then,
so if he's wearing the suit,
but how do you have sex?
That stretches his arm, and that's not what his arms look like. So if he's wearing the suit.
Like, I don't know how this works, honestly. I don't know how he can do this.
Can I have, like, just half of this suit for just my arm for when I want to reach something in the backseat of my car?
Yes.
Oh, my God.
Yes. I wonder if the teeth of the snake sometimes almost hits his eyes.
I was thinking about
it
that.
It does feel dangerous.
I have a
like a gamble.
I have such a small head. Like, it's actually also almost problematic.
Yeah.
Because, like, I'm wearing, like, hoodies or I'm, like, especially, like, my rain jacket. I have to either have a ponytail or something
like other in
my, because otherwise the hood will fall up to my lips,
mm-hmm.
Yeah.
Down to my lips. So it's so big because it's made for, you know, I am larger. So I take larger size clothes and they think, oh, their head must be bigger.
That's not how it works.
It's very small. I wear like hats for kids. So this would definitely.
They would just like stab you.
Stab me constantly.
I'm going to break one of my rules or several. First I'm going to say, I always thought this version of Copperhead, this artwork, he didn't look very snaky because he looked too muscly.
Yes.
Okay, yes.
But, so I'm going to show you the loose-leaf Who's Who version.
Okay.
It's the same costume, so we're not, like, jumping ahead to Fashion Week.
Okay.
But he's much snakier.
What?
Okay. That looks so much cooler.
Oh.
The
this is artwork by Matt Wagner here.
My brain has a trouble finding the body parts. Okay.
Well, yeah, he's crawling from the top, so this is his...
He has a tail.
He has a tail.
Yeah.
Which is what's making it confusing.
Yeah.
Visually.
Yeah,
but also the head is slightly too mantis.
Yes, it looks more buggy than snake.
Yeah.
But I do like
the
body.
The tail looks kind of bushy. Like it's like a cat's tail.
No.
Mm.
What?
Yeah, like it's thicker at the base.
It's too thick.
Yeah.
I think it's just meant to be like, you know, most of the snake.
If you prefer the original, that's fine.
No.
No, I agree that I think a very muscly character is not really compatible with the vibes of a snake.
And also, like, you said that he, like, he would rather run than fight and stuff, so that doesn't really align with a dude that's really buff either.
No. The only thing I would say, though, it would make sense for a snake that constrict, because you need to be strong to be able to, like, cut off circulation and hair flow and whatever. So I understand that he would have some base of muscle, but this is too much. Like, this is...
Yeah, I wish he had more, like, a swimmer's build.
Yeah.
I think that would just make more sense.
And, this... like, then look more fishy.
Because this doesn't look flexible. Which is, like, part of his vibe.
Yeah. Mm.
Like, these kinds of guys can't even, like, touch the top of their heads because they're too muscly.
Yeah. I also don't like the claws.
That's not snake.
Yeah, it's not sleek enough.
They don't have hands.
No. You have them, the one big body muscle and fangs, and that's it.
Yeah. I accept abs because they glide around on their stomachs.
Mm-hmm.
I don't accept claws.
No.
That makes no sense.
No, it's weird.
Yeah, snake have like, instead of a 6-pack, it's 20-pack.
Yeah.
Just abs
all the way down.
Oh, I was just a little bumpy snake.
Does he speak with a lisp?
Oh.
I don't think so.
Yes, I would love it because he's part of the Secret Society of Supervillains.
He should.
This is...
As a person with a lisp when I was young, yes, he does. That's really enduring.
It's possible that especially when he looks like that more monstrous version, it's possible he's a little more.
Because
I think he's one of the villains who in the 90s sells his soul to the devil to get like more powers or
because
something.
Because he's a snake? How cliche.
There's a bunch of people who did it. It was like a big event. But... It's true. Even some heroes.
It was a convention.
It was a Thursday night.
Yeah. And like villains that had like an animal theme usually became more that animal.
Okay.
Rather than a guy in a
suit. Satan Con, where everyone got their soul taken.
I would go.
It was called Underworld.
Mm.
Oh, that's good.
Underworld Con.
Satan Con makes sense though because he's conning them.
It wasn't Satan.
Yeah.
Yeah, it wasn't Satan per se. It was a guy who is also Satan.
Ah.
Neron. Anyway.
I like that they call him the Serpentine King of Crime.
No, that's delightful. If people would call called me that, I'd be plugging that.
Oof,
no,
that's stuff.
I would not be
merch.
Called Copperhead.
That's a big brag for the number of appearances he's had.
I don't understand why it's there, but I love it.
Like, the Joker is the clown prince of crime, mm-hmm. or something, you know.
He's a king. That's okay, we have not spoken enough. What did you say it was?
Radio.
Oh, radios.
That's transistor radio.
That's so specific.
I love that.
So niche.
I love that so much.
It's my favorite thing about
him. I hope he just really likes music and he just vibes.
I don't know.
I think he'd be fun at museums.
Oh. Yeah, is he like super into history?
Or I just, sure
like,
hope so.
Old tech?
Is he like annoying? Is he like, ugh, fucking CDs?
Probably.
Maybe.
MP3s.
Ew.
Spotify?
Ugh. No. He's like such a hipster.
Maybe he just wanted to be hugged, and that's why he decided he was a he became a constrictor.
Maybe.
Sad.
Was he born with this?
It's a suit.
Okay.
But he stretches. That's the thing I don't...
The suit stretches.
It's because of the suit, which I know makes
magic
no
suit?
Sense.
Magic suit.
That's not how it works in The Incredibles, so I find this confusing.
I wish I could stretch.
Me
yeah,
too.
You can. You just, you know, like...
There's a limit.
There's a limit. There's a limit.
The
yeah.
limit exists. And it's not very high. I just want to reach shit on the top shelf at the grocery store.
Well,
it's like it's
be
a,
taller.
It's a handicap. Like why is there a shelf that high up?
I'm always knocking my head, so being tall is no picnic.
I have the perfect height. And let me tell you, I feel so happy and proud when like a short person asks me to get
at the grocery store.
And I'm like, yes, I shall do this for you.
Little person.
And it makes me feel great. It's like, yes, I can reach that shelf.
Most people at the grocery store do not want to be spoken to, and I'm that person just standing there like, okay, Luke, you look like you're not gonna be mad that I'm talking to you.
Just
and,
like, not,
and you're the right
I,
the correct time
no, I everybody's in their
it.
bubble. I mean, but anytime I've been asked, I've always been very happy to
me
reach
too.
The back of the fridge or the top of the shelf or whatever.
Yeah,
you can ask me anytime.
People are more helpful
at the
than
grocery
you
store.
I feel bad.
How else will you meet your, you know, soulmate? Oh wait.
I'm always reaching shit for him too. It's on the top shelf, the fucking cereal.
Copperhead, hot or not.
I like him.
I wish there was a bit, like, we had a better view of his face on the surprint. Like, it's kind of hidden behind the main picture.
Yeah.
Probably because he'd never been seen without
okay, that makes sense.
His face on this print and on the other one you showed us is, like, the same exact, like, face.
Mm.
I want a relaxed face.
Well, I mean, there is sort of relax here,
that's
but...
A smile.
What celebrity is do you think he looks like?
Well, he looks to have, like, either he's, like, smirking a little, or he has very slanted eyes.
Hmm.
Oh, there's too much shadow to really...
It's really hard to say.
I like the idea of it.
Yeah,
I think it's cool.
I'm down for this.
I am also hiding this. I'm really charmed by this fellow.
I wish the surprint weren't there, because I don't like the weird stretching.
Honestly, that's the thing. I feel the surprint is not bringing anything more interesting or more detailed.
A little butt.
But I would like to see a face.
Every time you say serpent, I understand serpent, and I can't unhear it.
So mostly hot.
Yes, hot.
I'll go hot as well. I do prefer the other image you showed us over this.
I agree.
And I think Copperhead is a good snake for a name.
Yes.
Better
some
than Cottonmouth.
Have bad names.
Or Garden Snake.
You can't be a villain be called Cottonmouth.
Well, obviously someone who is.
Imagine
he's called Smooth Green.
No, imagine your villain in Garden Snake.
See, exactly, yeah.
And it's Garter Snake.
Yeah.
I know people love
really?
To say Garden Snake, but it's a Garter Snake. You used to use them to pull up their fishnets.
Oh.
You would in the Flintstones, probably.
Well,
there's something
terrible image.
There's something really displeasing about, like, a fishnet and a garter snake thing.
That's where Copperhead and Aquaman meet.
There you go.
We love scales.
On the thigh.
Baby snakes. Late at night is when they come out. Baby snakes. Sure you know what I'm talking about.
Yay!
Let's revisit a Legionnaire Cosmic Boy.
I remember this guy.
Yes,
which
I
is shocking.
Too.
Yes, because you weren't part of that conversation.
Oh, is that? I only remember where where I never was. That was the very first one, and you
must
there.
Have read it. You must have read the first article.
I don't read things we produce.
No, you didn't produce chat. It.
Oh, true. I wasn't like, there, so I guess I read it.
Yeah. Cosmic Boy, one of the three Legion founders. He has the power of super magnetism, if you know what I mean.
Attraction?
Like magnets.
Yes.
He's a born leader, strong and steady, and was a big sports star, captain of his Magno Ball team. Before traveling to Earth and helping Saturn Girl and Lightning Lad save the life of a wealthy philanthropist. The latter decided to finance them as a superhero team, and the Legion was born. Rockrin served as leader early on. He built the team to 18 members, establishing its constitution, and he's considered the Legion's elder statesman. He's in a strong relationship with Night Girl of the Legion of Substitute Heroes, and even joined a version of that team after his kid brother replaced him in the main Legion. The art by Richard Howell and Carl Kiesel shows him in his original costume next to the Legion's original clubhouse, moving a piece of tech magnetically. And a close-up of his face.
This is a surprint. Look at these details. Information that's important and fun to know. And he's on the wall.
Yeah. I've got a bunch of Legionnaires around. Of course, this is like the first character, as we said, this is the first character we ever did on the original Hot or Not text only at the Legion of Super Bloggers.
So like 11 years ago.
Yeah, 11 to 12 years ago. Gross. So, so I'll reveal at the end what the participants said about him. But for now...
He's so cute!
I do remember we hated him.
Panned him.
Really?
Oh, yeah. Oh, yeah. I think it was basically the angel.
Because nobody had ever done it, right? Yeah. It's the first time, and he became kind of the standard against which...
Amity is shook.
Everyone,
he was,
you know.
Too much of a good boy.
Oh, I'm so charmed by him.
Absolutely.
We've evolved so much.
I have to take a step back and say, like, it was 11 years ago. Because, like, you said, like, he was a leader. Like, he created the Legion, helping with the Constitution. And, like, writing Constitution.
I like that. Another man who likes rules.
Not rules, writing them.
That's why we're friends.
I'm delightfully charmed now. I still hate the outfit, like the corset thing we're talking about.
It looks like he's wearing a cardigan that's too small.
Because the corset was the other costume.
Yeah
It's more like this one.
Yeah.
There is a version of it where it just looks like he's got those black things here. And
just covering
and
the nips.
Just it was open chest.
Like this bottom image here, it just looks like his boobs. Just like boobs. Yeah. Because it looks like it's good. Like a collar. And
It's like a little vest.
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
He's pulling in Aladdin.
I actually kind of like the outfit.
Yeah, I do too.
I think like the pink and black and white.
Yeah.
Like that's a fun color combination.
Mm-hmm. And we don't see it that much.
No.
I think it has potential. It just doesn't quite work.
Yes, I agree. It's not perfect.
Like, the pink is just, like, on the legs, on the arms, and on the chest. Quickly, at a glance, it's like, he's just bare skin everywhere.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm. With a bit of a sunburn. But just on the body. He was wearing a hat and really good sunscreen on his face.
Mm-hmm. It's got, like, a look for, like... from like a very specific era.
Mm.
Like the hair and the kind of face.
I feel like he's giving Prince Eric. Which is like one of the hottest princes in my opinion. So
which one is that?
Little Mermaid. The only one that had a personality, you know?
For me, it was very Beetle, like the haircut. Mm,
yeah. Yes. Yeah. Yeah, it is very like Beach Boy.
Yeah. I mean, it's that era.
Oh my goodness. Yeah. He could be surfing right now.
Oh yeah. He could be surfing.
You know, on a metal plate.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah. Oh, true.
Ugh, I love black hair though.
Like, I don't like his face in the surprint. I don't know. Like, I keep...
Is the jaw's very...
Too long?
Yeah, he has a very nice...
No, like, he has such a handsome face on the main image.
It's a gentle jaw, and here it's too long and too square.
Yeah, like, a swoon. The chin is too long. It's, like, as long as his forehead, which makes no sense.
Well, this is after he got some implants.
Right?
That'll get you.
Like, all those Hollywood stars.
Oh, yeah. Definitely.
I love that his powers are magnets. What do you do, magnet?
Cosmic. It could have been anything.
Yeah. Why is he called Cosmic?
Because he has many K's in his name.
Oh.
Well, it's kind of like Mr. Fantastic.
Oh, no. His name is anything. Three K's in a row.
Yes.
Oh, that's unfortunate.
That's
Yikes.
Maybe he dropped a K later on in life because he was like, ew. It was just, you know, people would call him Cosmic Boy.
That's all. Yeah. I do like the word cosmic. Not a word you see every day, but it's a cool word.
I mean, his nickname is Cause. They call him Cause.
You're right. Oh, yeah. That's fun. That's
more than sweet. They do rock.
Mm. Yeah, I can imagine like entering a room and being, hey, Cause. That works.
Calling him Mick would also be fun.
Mick. I would call
Mick!
I would call him Cosmo.
Mm. Oh, yeah.
But Cosmo's too, like, pet-ish.
Yeah.
I just don't love that it's boy. I understand that
all the legionaries were teenagers when they started.
Yeah, lad, lass,
they're all lads and boys and girls.
Lad and lass, a lot cooler than boy.
Really?
Yes. Lad is like, fun.
Yeah. They were supposed to be contemporaries of Superboy. So Superboy's in the Legion with... Mm-hmm. Cosmic Boy.
Another Boy.
And Sun Boy.
Sun Boy, yeah.
Get the boys over here.
Yeah.
I refer to the men in my house as boys.
See?
Including the cat.
Yes. I live with three boys.
Yeah.
I do think, yes, because I think used in that sense is more charming, but in your name, less so. Mm-hmm. It just like, oh, little boy.
It's because we're 11 year older, too.
I am far wiser. How did he save the life of that guy?
There was an assassination attempt on a shuttle. They were all flying to Earth, and so was R.J. Brand, the philanthropist. And they all used their powers. Like, Saturn Girl detected the intent with her telepathy, and the boys used their powers to stop him. He stopped them with, like, metal... obstacles, and then Lightning Lad zapped him.
Where he got team poor good zapped, and then he was
either way.
I don't think. Yeah,
guys, he's got the best combo. He's got the blue eyes and the black hair.
Yes.
Elite.
Because I knew that Shotgun made
a
180.
Yes,
because when we did the reboot Legion reviews,
he was amazing.
He was a good character in that. You know,
one of my favorite in that reboot. Yeah,
see, I knew Shotgun was gonna turn around,
and I think like he's definitely probably more of like a nice boy energy
obviously he's the ideal leader and all of that. Like, so I can understand our ways of thinking at the beginning of all of this. Like, this is the first thing we ever do, and it's just like, okay.
Like, he's default man.
Yeah, but also like I feel like he would be maybe a tad boring. I would like in personal life, like.
Well, let's see, Josie. Let's see if you're the most the same. If you're the one that grew up the least.
Hello,
Josie famously does not age at the same rate.
You're right. 25 year old still. Mm-hmm.
So Nat was disinterested. It's probably just how the picture is framed. So nothing too notable for me in that picture. Meh. It is, who's not here tonight, agreed, said, me too, a global meh, these panties are staying put for now. And Jose, aka Art Girl, mine are locked in place, fully clothed, flannel pajamas. It was much more about the sex.
Yeah.
And Shotgun, not just the panties, even the bra is in place. Unsexy sweatsuit on, making it clear I don't care what he thinks of me, not interested.
Wow.
And you know what? He would respect that.
Is Cosmic Boy hot or not?
Yes.
I'm going to give him a hot
100%. I do think he'd be like the kind of guy that's like snapping at songs and stuff like that. Like cheesy, kind of whatever the English version of kitten is.
Yeah.
Kitschy?
Cheesy. I want to go like get a milkshake with this boy.
Yeah.
And then, you know, we're listening to tunes on the jukebox.
I mean, he was introduced in
1958. Exactly. How pleasant. I feel like that would just be a nice time.
And then you dance.
Yeah.
Go look at stars.
Yeah, he's not the excitingest man in the world, but he's a nice boy.
He's also 6 feet tall.
He's a sports star.
He does look like he's going to catch a football in this pose.
Yes.
Or, you know, magnetize a ball, whatever it was.
Magna ball.
Did you say he played something like that? Magna ball?
Yeah, ball, yeah.
Everybody on his planet has these magnetic powers.
Oh.
He's just one of the better ones.
Oh.
And they have a sport called Magna ball, where the ball is made of metal and they bounce it around
and
they move it around with their powers.
It's like handball.
But you don't touch it.
You cannot touch the ball.
No handball.
No handball.
Anyway.
Hands-free ball.
Make sure to put that in your lexicon of the show. Keten means cheesy.
You can now speak French.
The French. And that's very, like, Canadian, even like Acadian French.
I don't know if Quebecers.
Yeah, Quebecers. Yeah. Yes.
Okay, you're right.
It's him in the future when he's gotten older and less attractive.
And sour.
If Cosmic Boy was the milk snake, this is the coral snake. Cosmic King. Dr. LeVar Bolto was a brilliant scientist who lived on Venus in the 31st century, working to solve his world's environmental problems. He invented a transmutation ray that could transform one element into another, but stumbled into its path and was imbued with its powers. On Venus, this ability was considered dangerous and inherently evil. So he left and proved them right as a member of the Legion of Supervillains. He's clearly Cosmic Boy's opposite number, but his powers are the same as Element Lad's. He's mean, he's ruthless, arrogant, has a god complex, but he's also a charismatic leader and very strategic. Artist Tom Mandrake shows him turning rock into a tree and the usual close-up.
What did you say his name was?
LeVar Bolto?
That's just yes. Way too close. LeVar Burton.
Oh, yes. Yeah.
When Superboy became Superman and he was visited by the Legion, they wanted, let's do it where it's Cosmic Man, where it's Lightning Man, where they're older. Everybody's older to be a contemporary of Superman's. And in those stories, there was a Legion of Supervillains, and that's why they look older.
Oh, okay.
And eventually, the comics caught up to that point where Cosmic King is like a nobody. Mm. But in those stories, he and Saturn Queen and Lightning Lord were the main baddies.
Come on!
I love Lightning Lord. That's a great name.
I mean, the names are not bad, but like, be original? Why copy?
Well, Lightning Lord is the brother of the other Lightnings.
Yeah, I know.
As you know. So, stop whining.
Brother to Lightning Lady.
So, last.
No. Lord and Lady Lightning.
Lady Lightning. So, Cosmic King.
So, his power is turning people into things?
Not people. Elements to another element.
Okay. That's kind of fun.
It's interesting.
But does he use it on people at all?
They try not to do that too often. So, it's a game breaker, you know.
Yeah, they don't want to kill people.
That kills people.
Yeah.
It says here that gave him the power to transmute inanimate objects.
Oh, inanimate.
I can get behind putting more trees in places.
Yeah.
Mm. The serpent looks like a uglier version of Jason Isaacs.
Dan O'Craig to me, I find. The brow.
I don't know who that is.
Come on.
This one?
Star Trek Discovery.
May I see after?
Y'all just saying references. Wait, I don't know.
Not that I care about the movies anymore, but he was Lucius Malfoy.
Ah, yes, okay.
He's British, so he was in those movies.
Yeah, of course he was.
I knew the face, but I couldn't figure it out.
Yeah, so looking at that, like an angrier, uglier version of...
No, that makes sense. Of that's decent Isaac. Casting, yeah,
I see. I want to turn things to other things. I just have fun.
Actually, I believe you did. You had a child.
I did. I took cells and
turned things into other things.
Yeah, I made him the most beautiful boy
that existed. He's going to become a king, too.
But imagine... Like, you go in a field, and you leave, and it's a forest.
That's awesome.
Like,
unless you're ruining an ecosystem. Do you know where it would be useful? You know how they cut down all the trees and stuff when they build houses, instead of just leaving some big, healthy trees there?
And they put this scrawny little ass trees.
Yeah, that'll take, like, 400 years to become a big tree. You put trees there.
Wait, can I make food?
I guess.
I mean, it's inanimate, but also, I feel like that's... Inconsistent. A tree is life.
Yeah.
But inanimate.
But he transformed a rock.
Food is life.
Yeah, if you can make a tree, you can make a plant.
What I feel this is consistent of is if you can't affect people, why can he affect plants?
Mm. Because
that's
they didn't
vegetablist.
He didn't know what they were saying.
I don't know. Vegetist.
I really don't like his haircut.
But let's talk about the costume and the the basic Wait. Look. Obviously, he's patterned himself against Cosmic Boy.
Yeah, even the suit. Like, he really, really wants to be a teenager.
And that's gross.
Yes.
Yeah, and he tried to one-up him by calling himself a king. Yeah. You're a boy. I'm a king.
Gross.
Yeah.
Just can't wait to be king.
Yeah, that feels very immature.
Big ego for nothing.
The suit's all right.
Yeah.
It's just, it feels very copy-ish.
I do like, I prefer these colors.
Yeah.
I like the sleeves.
Yes.
Oh, they're poofy, right?
They're gorgeous.
Oh, yeah, they're like loose in a way we don't often see, and it's kind of fun.
Mm-hmm. Slightly wizard.
This is definitely a better suit, unfortunately.
Yeah. But not as a good of a person.
The proportions make more sense, like where things are. Mm-hmm. It looks like a cleaner design.
Yeah, and the colors are fun.
But his bangs. I can't get over the bangs.
I feel like he did the thing where like people cut their own bangs, but they pull down too tightly. Mm-hmm, so they end up cutting like here, but then it springs back up to like here.
Mm-hmm. Yes. And then you're like, well, this is my life for the next couple weeks.
Yeah. For sure has product like to slick it down.
I was going to say, needs the
hoop. It's a, what do they call it? Like a cowlick?
Oh, yeah. To cut.
No, needs the points that like, I know it's some fashion out there where you take a little bit of gel and you like point them out, but it looks cute on girls because it's styled well and like it fits the look. This is just awful.
Yeah, it looks greasy.
My son's hair kind of naturally falls like this, and I spend half my life just wetting my fingers and like, no, we're not doing this.
Well, I don't want to spend too much time on a half pager, so Cosmic King, hot or not?
No.
I don't like him.
Like, if he was like a nicer guy, that could maybe redeem this.
He's a terrible guy.
The suit is fine, but he's a terrible guy.
Yeah. And there's a legionnaire with that set of powers that will be able to receive a hot and deserve it a little more than this fucker. Yeah.
He's a terrible guy with a bad haircut and a nice outfit.
And a cool power.
And an inferiority complex.
And a cool power, unfortunately.
Yeah, I like a tree.
The clothes don't make the man.
Mm.
But the tree's a bonus. You can give me a tree and then go away.
But I said, look here, brother. Who you jiving with that cosmic debris? Now who you jiving with that cosmic debris? Look here, brother. Don't you waste your time on me.
The Council. This is a strange one. The Colorful Quartet and the Robot are the Gang and Matrix Prime. They have their own entries. They're just agents of the Council.
Oh, okay.
Which is in the surprint here. Art by Carmen Infantino and Larry Wallstedt. So I'm harvesting your reactions to those background elites.
Mostly hidden.
Who were just faces on screens with the leader called the Director. Okay. Always in shadow with a hood over his head. Or their head. I don't know. This is a super secret organization dedicated to controlling the world's exchange of information and maintains an underwater base at the bottom of Lake Michigan.
Nice!
Near Chicago. That's where Supergirl lived at the time.
Okay.
Apparently, they're all high-level business people on the same Zoom call.
Oh my god.
Their plans involve launching a secret satellite into orbit, but Supergirl stopped
them. Are they five?
Or is there someone completely hidden by the blue version?
There's at least five.
Okay.
Okay.
I think there may have been more.
Well, this one has a beard.
Does he?
Yeah. Oh, this one. Yeah.
I don't like when people have more face hair than head hair.
That's a lot of men nowadays.
I know. Yeah. And I'm sorry for all the bald listeners with beards.
Give a break to my fiance.
I know. I don't know. It just... The balance is off.
And it's like a really big beard.
Yeah. This one looks really shaggy and wild.
I like this woman with the hair.
Mm-hmm. Which one?
Well, the one with the hair.
This one.
Oh, yeah. She looks nice. Mm.
She looks like way too nice to be in this evil council.
Maybe that's the trick.
Well, clearly she's like, if she's a successful like businesswoman or something, she's inherently evil. Clearly.
Maybe, yeah. I mean, if
corporate
like,
greed, like, this is her
big
face.
Capitalist girly. Mm. I'm having trouble having an opinion about this half of a face of a guy over here.
This one has a mustache.
This one looks like Nacho Libre.
Yeah.
Yeah.
That's a really strange haircut.
Yeah, yes. It's very bowl cutty.
I like the fact that the leader is always in shadows. It reminds me of the bad guy in Dr. Gadget. Inspector Gadget, yes.
There's something about the way the top part is. It almost reads more like a nun to me.
Is it like a part of the hood or is it hair on the side?
No, I think it's all hood. It's a hood and there's like a cloth on the top. Mm.
To me, it looks like a Ghost of Christmas Future in the Muppet Christmas Carol. Yeah.
Yes.
Nice.
Okay. It looks like a lampshade.
Where they operate from?
Michigan.
Lake, underwater.
Michigan.
Is it like all concrete around or can they like see in the water and, you know, is it?
They're not there.
They're on a Zoom call.
They're in their offices somewhere.
What do you mean?
That sucks.
The base has like foot soldiers.
They didn't have Zoom back then or teams.
But they're
It was science fiction.
They hoped for it. Yeah.
And they created it.
They were super businessmen working with information.
Okay, fine.
So they invented the Zoom. Also, underwater bases and, you know, if we can buy the underwater base, I think we can buy the 1990 Zoom call.
All right. Yeah.
But I don't think they ever stepped foot on that base.
Does every single one of them, like, control a single one of them?
No.
Okay.
I just love the idea of, like, you walking in on your boss. Like in a Zoom call, and there's just like one hooded dude.
Well, they require
a
cat.
Are we the bad guys? Yeah,
there's a cat.
There needs to be a cat.
Yes.
Yeah, I've got the hood filter on.
But talking about the lair.
So their evil plan was to launch a satellite?
Well, a secret satellite from which they would spy on people and on information.
Uh-huh.
So it's like...
They wanted to control information.
Oh, who would do that?
I don't know. It was science fiction.
Yeah.
Yes.
No one would.
And once again, it was invented by evil people.
No one would ever do it.
No, we are trustworthy people all around the world.
Yeah. No villains, no oligarchs.
They changed their name to Palantir.
No evil government.
What's more tech company than calling yourself the council?
Oh, God.
Oh, yeah.
The tech council.
That's so presumptuous.
They definitely don't have a constitution.
they're not a non-profit.
Although they would do that to save money.
Oh, yeah.
Not pay taxes and shit.
Oh, you know they're on a Zoom call because they're all in their tax haven.
That's why the base is underwater.
No man's land.
Just like their polls. The council, hot or not.
Nah.
Yeah. Nah. Oh, and this council.
I think you guys were great about not letting your eyes be drawn to the very colorful characters in the front.
I feel very proud of myself that I didn't ask about the G.
The gang. They were called the gang. Aww.
The gang and the council. Wow, how original.
Really a group of creatives here.
But since you were so nice, I'll let you have like a one sentence thought about the color image.
What's happening with the hair?
Okay, that's a good question.
Will it be?
No. Well,
dang it!
I'll answer it in the G's.
There's nothing quite like color-coded team like that. This gives me Power Rangers.
Yeah. I love the yellow lady because she reminds me of Sailor Mercury.
Yeah,
but
okay.
This is the wrong color.
I already did the G thing.
All of their body parts are like really exaggerated.
Yes, they're big boobs.
Yeah, and like very curved backs.
And we'll have to come back to all those characters later.
We'll definitely forget that thing.
If we survive.
Hey, you know.
We might get struck by an evil satellite.
A smooth criminal.
I'm looking at myself in the Zoom call. I haven't looked at your faces. No, in fact, the myself full screen, yeah.
Oh.
Count Vertigo.
I am down.
Count Werner Vertigo.
Oh, come on.
Real name. Is the last descendant of the royal family that rules a fictional Balkan country called Vltava.
Of course, Balkan.
Vltava.
Before it was absorbed into the Soviet Union. He was born with a hereditary inner ear defect that affected his sense of balance. But he has a small electronic device implanted that corrects it. And then he found that by making adjustments to the implant, he could affect other people's balance and distort their perceptions. He tried to use these powers to steal back his family jewels. But was stopped by Green Arrow and Black Canary. He eventually became an assassin working for the Soviet Union and later by US shadow groups. Fighting Vertigo is a terrible experience where you're assaulted by topsy-turvy illusions and your body doesn't know which way is up. He also uses magnetic boots to walk on walls and ceilings to further confuse the issue and rides a rocky platform that's not always right side up. He's an entitled and unstable aristocrat, a sadistic and malicious megalomaniac whose chronic dizziness seems to have made him frantic and deranged. Mm-hmm. He views everyone as peasants. The art by Trevor Von Eden and Dick Giordano shows him fighting Green Arrow on his flying platform and his face without the mask.
I'm so sad because like halfway through I was in.
So this guy looks like a magician. Positive.
Yes. The cape is great.
I love the cape.
Oh my god.
It looks like his sort of like velour.
Absolutely. Really, and the design inside and all, it's like, woo.
If you commit to a design inside of a cape, top tier.
I want to roll on it.
I love attention to detail.
I even like the fact that the cape covers most of like the colorful part of the costume and the rest is really black, but I don't know why. It just works for
me. It makes me want to undress him.
It's for a dramatic effect.
Does he sometimes not wear the cape? And that's why there's a design there?
No, but it can open up, you know, like...
In the oh, yes, it can open up to us.
And you would see the circles, the vertigo circles.
Unfortunately, it's too dark to see anything...
Oh, he's good.
Oh, he must be. You can't have that kind of attitude and treat everyone as a peasant with a small dick.
Well, yes, you can.
You can compensate. You're right. Yeah, you're right when you compensate.
Especially if you're a rich asshole.
I feel like in the mask, he kind of looks like Robert Pattinson.
Yes! I was like, he looks like Batman.
Yeah.
Totally. Like, not in the actual surface, but in that.
It's the chin. It's the little chin dimple.
100%. I like the power. I don't think we've seen something like that. Where it's sort of like disorienting in a very like... normal human way. It's just like something that can actually occur to you in real life.
It's also interesting how he took like what would be a disability and make it a strength.
I agree. I think it's a really cool power to be like, fuck you guys, I'm always kind of confused, so you shall too.
I never like when there's a mask that's full head, but just not the hair.
Yeah. It's such good hair.
It's too good hair to be like this. You can just wear a mask.
I wish the mask was just smaller.
Yeah.
I wish it was like just an eye mask.
Yeah.
Maybe it's supposed to cover his ears.
Especially since he has like the thing there and he doesn't want people to know that he has the implant. Like, I don't know if it's visible from the outside anyway, but like... to have something to protect so that they wouldn't disable it. I think would
you don't want
sense.
Green Arrow to shoot an arrow in there.
Yeah, yeah, no. I mean, even if you didn't have that issue, you wouldn't want Green Arrow to shoot an arrow there.
No. And it may not be super apparent from the angle, but he does have a black streak in the middle of his hair.
Oh, fun.
That's really cool. Because I was like, oh, he's blown, but
I like that. That's cool.
That's so hot. What the fuck?
We were literally talking about this the other day.
The silver streak?
I love
also hot.
It doesn't matter what it is. If you have one streak in your hair that's a different color, that works for you.
Yeah.
Oh 100%. My god.
Why do you think so many anime characters have like different colors?
I realized that it's the anime of it that made you guys scream.
Yeah.
That's not my reasoning.
Oh. What is your reasoning?
No, I'm not exposed to anime.
I'm not even sure what you mean. Either.
I just like it.
I had a professor who had this and it was great. We all were like, damn, that's good hair.
I just like, I'm not attracted to blondes.
Nope.
But with like a big black streak in there, that's just like, what's that about? I want to know more. Like, oh my god. What's your deal? Tell me everything.
And then you find out that he's just like, it's just dye. And it doesn't matter.
It's a little disappointing.
But he's got some hereditary stuff going on, so I bet it's a mark of royalty. The family had this kind of...
It could be like a birthmark or something in his hair that...
Oh, yeah. Oh, yeah, that's right.
Sometimes people have that. I had a friend in high school that had like one chunk that did not have any color in the hair. Mm-hmm. Just like
white.
Clear white.
Mm-hmm. But that's so cool.
Yeah, it is.
What were you going to say, though?
I don't know.
It's the anime of it all. That
I know it's like an anime trope.
Oh.
And the people who love anime are going to, you know,
yes,
be attracted
to... She was hooting and hollering.
Yeah, it's pretty hot. There were some screams.
No, this
I
is
knew it was anime screams.
But I screamed before I noticed the streak.
What is happening in the serpent here? I'm not sure I understand what...
Like he's on his, like,
you're
little...
supposed to be disorientated.
He's on a cliff.
Oh, no. Oh, that's... They're both on a cliff.
Okay. What is he holding? Is he...
But that's Green Arrow.
So it's a bow and arrow, and he's shooting towards, you see some arrows.
Okay, and he's missing because he's disoriented.
Yeah.
Ah.
Yeah.
Oh, it's really like little rocks. Oh my god.
Like he floats on that platform.
I love it. It looks like little...
Okay, I love the platform. The platform.
And it can be like in any...
Yeah, the fact that he can walk on walls.
He's got magnetic boots.
And,
so.
Oh,
that is still magician core.
Oh,
it's positive.
So,
yes.
It's so fucking interesting.
Is this supposed to be like the equivalent of a fishbowl guy? Come on.
Mysterio?
Yeah.
Not really.
No, okay.
Fishbowl guy.
I mean, yeah.
It's a good description.
No, but I mean, there's a similar effect.
Mm-hmm.
It's not just disorientation. It can be... illusions,
yeah.
Like just like a swirl. You're stuck inside a kaleidoscope or something.
It sounds awful.
Yeah.
Like,
yeah, of course.
He also, for the record, is awful. He's a terrible person.
Yeah.
I hate that he's so
nice looking. But he's very cool. This is the kind of guy.
I hate how the more you were describing his personality that was really awful, the more I was like, I can get past that. I don't mind. Oh, this is bad.
I can forgive the megalomaniac.
Oh, you know what? I am a peasant. You were describing him and I was like, you know who would get past this? Elise.
Yeah, actually, we should speak for her. She would hot
on top of a, like, he's like some sort of royal from a Balkanian country.
Oh.
Come on.
Oh, and he's be all over.
Oh yeah. My god, yeah.
Yeah.
He's a little, in the serpent, like, young Willem Dafoe.
Oh.
Yeah.
I understand what you mean.
Yeah.
The eyebrows, I think.
A brow, the nose.
Yeah, the nose.
The jaw.
He's the love child of, like, Willem Dafoe and Tom Hiddleston.
Mm.
Count Vertigo, hot or not?
Yes!
Look, I don't feel good about this, but I'm gonna hot him. Look, you sometimes...
We have issues, okay?
to be clear, not a good dude.
No.
Yeah. I think, you know, you make bad decisions on the way to finding your soulmate.
He's not our soulmate.
No. But sometimes you just... You're like, I know I need to stop looking up at this guy, but oh my god, my hair is...
That's exactly my point. It's like, I've had one night stand. This could be a few.
Yeah. Exactly.
Could you... Like, I would be a booty call for this. Could you have sex upside down?
Yeah. Oh my god.
If anyone...
She's doing the pool and all.
She could.
Yeah, you would be okay with that.
I have teller... Like, my equilibrium is... awful. Like,
yeah,
balance,
my balance is
awful.
Already shit, so who cares?
Yeah, what if the powers are nil because we're already disoriented?
Oh my god, I love it. Okay. This is not okay.
are we bad people now?
No, we're doing it for Elise.
Yeah. Let's blame Elise. All I can feel is burden.
The bonus feature on Who's Hot is the poll that I run every month with our listeners on social media to see what they think will happen on the show. We got twice as much
response
as usual.
Wow.
Well, hello, everyone.
We're very popular.
It's the summer. People have more time to answer silly little polls.
So, maybe there was one popular character.
No. So Copperhead, unanimous not.
Oh, yeah.
I knew it. They don't know how soft snakes are. So.
We really gotta keep them on our toes.
That's our brand.
A Cosmic Boy, 14-6, hot.
Oh. Okay, so this 6 probably read the blog.
Yeah, might have remembered. Cosmic King, 18-2, not.
Okay, the 2, I have questions.
Council, 16-3, not. And
I like the three that he had on.
They might have thought the game the game part of it.
Because honestly, if they were.
Maybe. Yeah. Yeah. I mean, fun look. And Count Vertigo, 14-6, hot.
That we will put aside our morals.
For a good time.
In terms of fandom, Count Vertigo has the most favorites.
Oh. Really?
But Cosmic Boy held his own.
Okay.
Only Copperhead didn't get any votes.
Oh no. Wow. So you asked them which were their favorites?
Their own favorites. Yeah.
Oh. He's the, what is he? The Serpentine King of.
Yes, the Serpentine King of Crime.
Crime. I was at Slime.
He's the King of Slime.
Yeah. Gross.
Welcome to the world of tomorrow! The Legion of Superheroes through the Silver Age, the Bronze Age, the Baxter series, 5 years later, the reboot, the three-boot, the retro-boot, the animated series. We have banded together as the Legion of Super Bloggers to cover it all. Seek us out at legionofsuperbloggers.blogspot.com.
You always have to say it that way.
Haven't you ever heard of a little thing called showmanship?
Female bag. Woo! On episode 28 of Who's Hot and Who's Not, which covered Composite Superman, Computo, Congo Bill, Congorilla, Construct, and Controllers, let's see what our audience had to say. Starting with Composite Superman. Brian Schufo says Composite Superman was my favorite of this bunch as a kid. The costume was ridiculous, but is why I picked up the issue. The one where he changed his name to Amalgamax, which was even more ridiculous.
Yes.
Yeah.
Kevin from New Orleans says, I'm a big Martian Manhunter fan, and in issue 56 of The Brave and the Bold, he and the Flash fight an alien mutant android that copies their powers, and the look is half Martian Manhunter, half Flash. This book came out the same year as Composite Superman in 1964. Was DC ripping itself off? Yes.
Yes.
Chris Franklin says, I have a soft spot for Composite Superman, having read his first appearance in a World's Finest Reprint Digest. As a young kid, I could never understand the green skin, but I didn't know the Legion very well then. Mm. Speaking of green skin, it's definitely a thing. Is it wrong that I find the already attractive Zoe Saldana more attractive as Gamora? Same for Susan Oliver as a Green Orion slave girl in Star Trek's The Cage.
No. It's not wrong.
It's not
wrong.
No, it's not.
Totally
it's not.
Normal.
It's hot as fuck.
Gothos Mansion says, I was interested that one of the ladies admitted liking green skin. As someone who... Is that you?
It's me.
Of course it's me.
Of course it's me.
Who else?
Right. As someone who loved comics for pure escapism as a young man, the ladies with exotically colored skin were appealing because it added to the fantasy aspect.
Sure. Yeah.
Dr. Ann says, I never quite understood the Composite Superman. If he never showed up again, I would be fine. Computo. Chris Franklin says, when I got this issue, I assumed Computo had possessed a young adult male. Giffen, like many comic artists, wasn't the best at displaying youth in his characters. Computo is goofy looking in an old-fashioned robot way, which makes it all the more horrific when you see him murdering one of triplicate girls' forms. Lizanne Oswald says, Elon Musk's wet dream. He does look like a mantis. Dr. Ange says, the Computo story, that's the one that gets me. It was unbelievably evil and killed a friend. Now it's the Major Domo?
Oh.
Imagine if a robot killed Roll's Hot Squad randomizer. Nat. Would you guys be fine if the robot was rehabilitated and became your butler?
Yeah, no.
Or would you always say that thing killed Nat?
I would push that thing in the fucking ocean.
Yeah.
Yeah, because for you, the ocean is like the worst.
I think the randomizer was the most evil here. I think this is the worst choice the randomizer could have made.
Yeah. I think
now, start a vote. Who's the best choice?
Who should be killed off?
It's Nat. I think we fall apart. She's the heart.
Exactly.
Nat, it's coming at Nat. She's like, oh, fun buttons. Oh, no.
That would happen.
She's the glue.
Like, oh, a fun robot.
That's the glue. We would fall apart.
Yeah.
And anybody else, disposable. Compared.
It's fair.
Congo Bill and Congo Rilla. Chris Franklin says, Congo Bill is definitely rocking an older Clark Gable look here.
Ooh.
When I first saw the gorilla-inhabited body of Congo Bill hanging from a cage and scratching under his arms, it was quite a shock. The Construct. Chris Franklin says, the Construct definitely gave his me Cybermen from Doctor Who vibes. And Lizanne Oswald says, when Skynet takes over, no one can say they weren't warned by media. And then the controllers, Chris Franklin says, never thought of a samurai influence on the controllers, but they do dress quite a bit like Walt Simonson's Manhunter. Can't wait to see what the girls think of that design. You'll have to wait, Chris. We're nowhere near the M's. So that's it, bottom of the mailbag. If you want to leave a comment, head over to fireandwaterpodcast.com. We'll read it on the next episode of Who's Hot. And before we go, we have to mention the Fire and Water Podcast Network Patreon page at patreon.com/FW podcasts. Like a snake. If you like our content, please think about making a one-time or monthly donation, the amount of which will allow you to unlock rewards, like getting on our hot list, like our sponsors, Gene Hendricks, Simon-Pierre Desmarais, Monsieur Luc, Eric, Zane Kroll, Mike Dynas, Dr. Ange, and Chris Pine.
Thank you, guys.
Thank you.
Thank you.
All right, say goodnight.
Night.
Goodnight.
We love you. English.
Turn the dial to English.
Boop, papa, and French.
That's why you need to turn the dial.
I think the audience can tell with francophones.
But the French.
Ah, the French.
Croissant.